Champion players, champion club. Melbourne wins another one.
Yes, it is! Reece Carey brings up her 200 in style.
Full Sam Kerr.
For all your sports news, reviews, and interviews, you listen to the Sports Desk here on Sin.
Good morning and welcome to the Sports Desk on Sin 90.7 FM. Love that introduction. That was brilliant. And you're, of course, joined here by Michael and Neve for another exciting Friday morning of all sport. And Neve, pleasure to be here again. Wonderful Friday morning. God, we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I love sport and I love Fridays. So
it's like the best two things come together.
I know.
The stars align.
I'm spoiled.
In the studio. It's the best thing. It's the best thing. And we're gonna crack straight into it because the footy has been the talk of the town, just about, I think. I think it has. I think it has. I've been talking about it around the town.
You're just the town crier.
I'm the town crier.
You stand in Fed Square with a bell and
you're
like...
With a big bell.
Hear ye. JLT squad's announced for the weekend.
The AFLW is heating up. It's all happening. That is me, pretty much. I just got to grow a long beard and kind of have my hair start balding a little bit. And
yes, there it is.
I'll be ready to rock and roll, pretty much. It's all happening. I'm excited for myself. It's an exciting time. Let's talk about the JLT a little bit because on Wednesday, a strange time to schedule a game. Carlton came up against St Kilda at Icon Park, and again, probably one of the talking points about this game was the Icon Park lighting, which has been a little bit of an issue, and particularly when you're watching the broadcast itself, it kind of looks like they're getting struck by lightning.
Yeah, it just looks bad.
It looks really bad. I don't know what it's like for the players. I'm assuming you've seen a couple of games at Icon Park at night.
I haven't been to one.
Okay.
In the flesh, but I have watched them.
They're difficult.
On the telly. Yeah. And I had a friend go on Wednesday night and she took a photo of Icon Park. You know what I'll do? I'm going to put that photo up on our Twitter
please do,
and
please
Facebook.
Do.
So you can have a say as well.
Very good.
And yeah, it just looked bad. Like the kind of, yeah. It looks, I described it. On Credit to the Girls, another good Sin Media production.
Absolutely.
It looks like dystopian
it does.
Sort of thing. You're
it
like,
does.
Oh no, the world's ended. We got nuked, and and yeah, we got nuked, and all we have left is this game in Icon Park.
It's incredible because even Carlton wearing their like their dark navy blue Guernseys, they look like they were wearing those lighter blue ones. Like
yeah.
That's what your eyes were doing after a couple of minutes of consuming the game at night. I have seen an AFLW game there. I think it was Melbourne and Collingwood. And there were just parts of the ground that actually weren't lit, particularly towards where that kind of that big stand is or the corporate area.
Yeah.
Just that whole kind of area and even a little bit of an arc around the 50 wasn't lit up. So I don't know if they're amending it. I know Gillen was there on Wednesday night, so he looked a little bit concerned. He looked like he was really straining,
his,
straining
eyes.
He was straining his
I
eyes.
I mean, thank God the umpires at least have Specsavers.
Exactly.
Or PSM as their sponsor.
Yeah, that's right.
Because everyone's going to get
struggled.
Terrible eyesight. Yeah, apparently Craig Starchevich, when he was coaching the Brisbane Women's, he said he couldn't see his players at the other end of the field.
That's a bit of a concern.
You should be able to see your players.
You should be able to see your players. You should be able to know who's getting all the disposals. But Carlton ended up winning this game. They ended up winning by 22 points. They bet a near-strength St Kilda side, which is pretty impressive from Carlton, considering they haven't finished that high in the last couple of seasons, and St Kilda have been contending for the top eight. But one of their impressive players for Carlton was their number three selection from last year's NAB AFL draft, which is Paddy Dow, who at the end of the game, a couple of people were saying he looked a little bit like the guy from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, he should have got drafted to Collingwood because he lost his front teeth.
I mean, what a first game back for 2018,
but
and
also,
he's already getting like into Collingwood, the arch rival.
Yeah, he needs just wear your mouth guard, champ.
Like, wear your mouth guard.
It's not rocket surgery. Like,
we know you've got lovely, luscious, shining white teeth, and your dad may be a dentist, but at the end of the day, you could get hired for Dumb and Dumber 3, and that's not a compliment.
No,
that
exactly.
is not a compliment.
And if he's anything like me and his parents spent a lot of money on like braces and
Absolutely.
Orthodontics, I would get a roasting. I didn't wear a mouth guard.
That's right. That's right. So a little lesson for you Oz kickers out there, and for those who just love the game, please put on a mouth guard, or you will be a strong contender for the cast of Dumb and Dumber 3, and that is, as I said, not a compliment. But there was a couple of promising signs for St Kilda. Young forward Paddy McCartan looked dangerous in parts, looked dangerous in attack, whilst tough on baller David Armitage made his impact felt, picking up 24 disposals and getting involved in several physical alterations. So he's kind of embodying that role of let's say, Lenny Hayes. So good on him. And he's got a little bit of claret around the eye as well, David Armitage, so played very well. Jared Garlett looked like he hurt his shoulder. Went to go and tackle Jack Stephen, tried to pull his little mullet growth off, and looked like he might have popped out his shoulder in that, but hopefully he will be back for the season. Also looking pretty dangerous in parts as well, did Jared Garlett. Garlett's just one of those names, you just know it's going to be dangerous. So Carlton win the first one, very well done to them, and hopefully that will instill a bit of confidence in them for the months ahead, Neve.
Yeah, definitely. And the other game that we had was last night, Greater Western Sydney versus Collingwood in Canberra. God's country.
Canberra, absolutely. right up there with Wangaratta.
Yeah. Giants had a really dominant third quarter. I think that Collingwood only had 16 points at three-quarter time.
They did.
So not a crazy good score for them.
And, no.
Yeah, Giants ended up winning by 60 points. Whew. So pretty comprehensive. Somebody said that they were missing, that Collingwood was missing a few of their best players, which is fine, but still 60 points.
Still a fair bit.
I'm trying to think, who were they missing?
I think they were missing Daniel Wells, Adam Treloar, Jamie Elliott. So he's another big out, but I think he's still struggling with a couple of niggles here and there.
Yeah.
Darcy Moore was out, Jeremy Howe. Jordan DeGoey, the very well spoken about and very well documented Jordan DeGoey, don't drive. And Alex Fasolo, Levi Greenwood. So they had actually a couple of decent players out, but so did the Giants. They had Toby Green, Rory Lobb, Brett Delidio out. So they had a couple of decent players out, but one of their out and out superstars, Dylan Schill, showed just how influential he can be. Kicked two goals from his 10 possessions and just looked dangerous for the game time that he did play last night. Also, Lockie Whitfield, a little bit of a new refined role from him playing off half-back. Did pretty well with Zach Williams being out of the side injured, with 25 disposals and 88% efficiency. So all of you Supercoach and fantasy fans out there, keep him in mind for this season. Pretty well priced as well.
Good to know. Actually, we'll jot that down. Right.
Little side note.
Thank you.
But it seems to be that these first two JLT matches of this week, Neve, have had a couple of lighting issues, because last night they actually, of course, God Country's Canberra, they couldn't quite find the means to turn on some of those big light towers.
Yeah, again, lighting causing
a problem. What's going on? Back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah, we're all going to have to play at 12 p.m. on Saturdays again.
I think so.
It's not happening.
Saturday afternoon footy is back.
Yes,
we've
done it.
Schedule 5 games. You know, it's I wish. But no, they did get the lights back on. A little bit of a storm brewing around the old Canberra, but they were able to string some power together, get on the treadmills, and the lights were back on before the end of the game. So very, very good. Now, there have been some other JLT matches. Squads also announced. Neve, take us away on Saturday with your team playing.
Western Bulldogs versus Hawthorn up in Ballarat.
Ballarat.
Again, a beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
God's country again.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, beautiful.
B-Rat. Josh Shackey, Hayden Crozier, and Jackson Trengo are all going to line up, so that's exciting.
The new boys.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be cool to see how they play Crozier and Trengo, I think, given that they're kind of both touted as being able to play in the forward line or the back line.
Yeah.
I am anticipating both of them will play in the back line, but we'll see how that turns out. Josh Shackey, you would assume the Shack Attack would play
Shack
up forward.
Shack Attack. Is that what they're calling him?
That's what I'm calling him.
Shack out of water?
Yeah,
no, not
this
quite.
Is true. The Love Shack.
The Love Shack.
Josh Shackey, he, you would assume, play up forward, but as Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge has a very obvious disdain for any sort of fixed position. He hates them. You got to be able to play like you got to be able to play all three lines at least. I've seen Tom Liberatore in the ruck. I've seen Tim English, who is very, very tall.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, very, very tall man debut on the wing.
That's interesting.
It is interesting, actually. So what I'm saying is tune in if you can get on, get down to the pub or if you don't have Fox Footy. Let's see where Josh Sheckie
Let's see where he plays.
Because it'll be, who knows?
He could be slicing the halftime oranges for all we know. Who knows?
Exactly. He's the boot
starter. You've got to be able to do everything. You've got to be able to surf as well, I think. I think Luke Beveridge, that's one of his high priorities.
He skates.
That's pretty close.
And cuts his own hair.
It's pretty close. And that's also very positive. He's a pretty awesome dude. Pretty awesome dude indeed. Now, Jaeger O'Meara, Tom Mitchell, the out-and-out superstars in the midfield for Hawthorn, will also be playing on the weekend. And Jared Roughhead and exciting youngster Ryan Burden are amongst the big names to run out for the Hawks at Mars Stadium. Love the name of that place. get a Mars bar when you're down there, ladies and gentlemen.
It's actually really nice. I've been there for a game.
Is it the same as Federation Oval? It's different.
No, yeah, it's the same.
It's the same. Same venue.
It used to be. It's the North Ballarat Roosters home ground, and they got a grant and they redid it, and it is really good.
Really good.
The food there, the food trucks.
It's a lot better than Optus Stadium.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I would, if you can go down to a game in Ballarat,
go up,
wherever, depending on where you are. Definitely do it. I really like it.
That's brilliant. And you know, just like Wangaratta, it's got a real lovely country feel to it. So so get down if you want to go for a bit of a drive. It's only a couple of hours in the car and like hour by V line. Do it, guys. If you're a Doggies or a Hawk supporter, get down there and support your teams. Now, Brisbane Lions and the Sydney Swans will come up against each other again, like they did in the AFLX, and they will be playing in a twilight game in Brisbane. The Lions will unveil their last year's number one draft pick, and of course, very astute Penleigh and Essendon Grammar School boy Cam Rayner will be a part of the group lining up to take on the Swans. Hugh McCluggage, Alex Witherden, Jared Berry, Eric Hipwood and Ben Keyes are some of the large names. And also, Charlie Cameron will be playing his first game in Brisbane Lion colours, which will be a sight for sore eyes, I am sure. Lance Franklin, Josh Kennedy, Isaac Heaney have also been picked for the Swans, with speedster Gary Rowan also been named across half back. So,
interesting.
A couple of big names in that game.
Yeah, I think the Lions team is going to be particularly interesting to see with their new recruits. Brisbane Lions legend, three-time premiership player Luke Hodge. It's going to be lining.
That's going to be very strange.
Oh, no, sorry, he's not going to be there. So we
won't
have to wait.
Won't be there this weekend.
I actually am illiterate and I can't read, so that's interesting. He's not going to be playing, so it's not as exciting. But Charlie Cameron still, who I'm a big fan. I'm a big Charlie Cameron fan.
He's very excited.
So I'm excited for him getting to go back home closer to his family. So hopefully he'll be playing even better if that's possible. It'll be interesting as well to see him come in, because obviously like him and Eddie Betts had a really close relationship and he played really well with Eddie. So on first name basis, maybe. And so I'm excited for Charlie Cameron. I think it'd be good for him.
And looking forward to see whether he wears like his Guernsey, like a really large size, or whether he's gonna, you know, nice go compact. I don't know, because he chopped and changed a little bit at Adelaide. But anyway,
that's
just my fashion sense there.
Yeah,
striving out of my skin.
You're a very fashionable guy,
I'm a very fashionable guy. I'm actually wearing like matching burgundy socks with a burgundy T-shirt. So I'm doing well today.
Incredible.
Doing very, very well today, supporting the Dons. Now, on Sunday, we head down to Townsville, or head up to Townsville, should I say.
Yeah,
unless, of course, you're in Cape York, then we would be heading down to Townsville. But for those viewers who aren't from Townsville or from Indonesia, you'll be heading up to Townsville for this game. And former Docker Lachie Weller, the very overpriced Lachie Weller, in my personal opinion.
Oh, yeah?
We'll see how he goes. I personally think Freo got the better deal out of that. But anyway.
But you never know. Like, pick two.
Be an absolute bomb, so who
knows? Yeah, Brayshaw. It looks pretty good,
Looks pretty good. He did well in the AFLX, but, you know,
AFLX. It's not.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
both our teams are craps.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully it doesn't mean anything. No, I think Lachie Weller, the thing about getting him for pick two, even if they you get rid of pick two, but like they've had so many top picks and just thrown them in the bin.
That's right.
Essentially, set them on fire, put them in the bin, stamped them out, put them in a shredder.
Yep, shredded them.
They've set the shreds on fire. They've thrown those fiery shreds into the toilet.
Yep,
they've flushed the toilet.
Yep.
So getting Lockie Weller for pick two. Is not that bad because he's a good player and he wants to go there, which I thought was surprising.
Which is
he
incredible.
He loves time zone, which is why he wanted to go up
well,
to
Gold
Coast.
Well, don't they have a time zone in WA?
The
maybe not.
The Gold Coast one is the big
is a
boy,
lot better.
The big boy
yeah.
one. So.
Is that the one on Surfers? Near Surfers?
Yeah, it's one of their sponsors. Like when Gold Coast win, their members get to go to time zone for free. I'm pretty
sure. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so why
so they
wouldn't
go
you
that
go
often
to...
then?
Yeah, well, very funny, but now they've got Lockie Weller who loves time zone.
There you go. Well, that's a good incentive.
Yeah.
It's better than drinking Shiraz before the game. So good on him. Anyway, so time zone, there you go. So if the Gold Coast win this game, Neve, will the fans of the Gold Coast be able to go to time zone, do you believe?
Maybe. I'm not sure if it counts for JLT.
Maybe not JLT.
We'll see how
we go. Could be out of business. Who knows?
Do you know what JLT stands for? Just let them go to time zone.
Ah, I like that. Couple of T's in there, but we all bring it together. We amalgamate them. Very exactly. nice. That's good. Very good. Very quick today. But there are going to be some notable absentees from this game, of course. The star-studded midfielder of Geelong, Paddy Dangerfield, Gary Ablett Jr., Joel Selwood, Scott Selwood, and Harry Taylor all miss out. So there's a lot of experience missing from that Geelong side, but probably don't want to risk them up in Townsville at this current stage.
No.
But,
also, Gary Ablett doesn't play in Queensland. Oh, no, it was last year. He only played in Queensland, so this year we're going to reverse it. He's
only
not going to
be playing in Victoria.
Yeah, he's not going to be playing in Queensland at all. Yeah, sorry, got a little bit injured, a little bit tender.
He's getting old at the ripe old age of, what is he, 34, 35?
I don't know.
Anyway.
He's an old man.
Anyway, I bought a Gatorade the other day and it had his face on it in his Gold Coast Guernsey, so I think they
might
have to
fix funny.
That
they
up.
Still have the,
they still sell it. They still
Gary
sell it.
Ones. Which is interesting.
Oh, good on him. But we're going to crack on to a song, and after this, we will be heading to the AFLW, where there's a lot to talk about, particularly with your team sitting on top of the ladder quite comfortably after their huge victory last weekend, which is just incredible. Broke a lot of records, which we will be talking about. Of course, you are back on the sports desk on Sin 90.7. Of course, you're here with me, Michael, and, of course, the lovely Neve. Doing an excellent job there, panelling, as always. And we are going to crack straight into the AFL Women's, which is absolutely going gangbusters at the moment. And there is so much happening with Neve's team, of course, number one on the ladder. How about that? The Doggies!
I'm so happy.
The Doggies!
Who would have thought it? And from scoring highly as well.
That's, exactly.
That's crazy talk.
Just a lazy percentage of 200. So, you know, not too bad. sitting very, very comfortably on the top, of course. Three wins. One loss. And Brisbane Lions, the ones just behind you guys, and you guys bet them very easily. So it looks like you guys could just be going all the way with this,
Look,
particularly after
not
last week.
Get ahead Let, of
let's
us,
not get ahead of ourselves.
I am still very much a cynical Bulldogs supporter. I fully expect us to get just like thumped by Collingwood. because if you plan for disaster,
That's
you
right.
can't be disappointed.
That's right. If the expectation is relatively low,
exactly,
it could turn out
and
pretty well.
But I mean, they played super well. They played as a team. Everybody played their role,
they
which
did.
Is always really important.
They did.
I can't see, like, logically, I can't see them getting thumped, but there's this little voice in the back of my head that's like, hey.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. Like, remember all those times as a kid?
I'll tell you what, no hope's coming up the ranks. So
yeah.
You just never know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Danger, danger.
Collingwood all came together last week.
They did,
beat
they?
Melbourne,
looked
really
very
surprisingly.
Good.
I didn't expect Melbourne that at all.
Melbourne were looking the goods prior to last week. And, very, very surprising loss. So Collingwood came together. Doggies played together. This could well be the game of the round. But before we get to that, we are going to start tonight with Melbourne up against the Brisbane Lions at Casey Fields. Ooh, hopefully that's lit up well.
Yeah,
or lit
I think
up
Casey's
than,
not too bad,
I think
actually.
It's pretty good, you know. It's a
I
little bit.
I haven't heard any complaints about it.
No complaints as yet. So hopefully we can get a hold of your friend's photo from tonight, and we will also post that up on.
Yeah, just posting things.
Yeah, at the old sports desk Twitter feed. Now, Melbourne are 2-2, and will hand a debut to their top 2017 draft pick, Eden Zanker. as one of their four changes, including losing their leading goal kicker from last year, Alyssa Mifsud. But she has been a little bit out of form. Wasn't the best last week, so she does get omitted with three of the other players as well. So Melbourne losing a little bit of experience there, but giving one of their youngsters a well-deserved debut. As for the Lions, Neve?
The Lions?
The Lions.
Sorry.
The Lionesses, should I say.
Yeah, well, I suppose I mean lion is the species.
It's the species, isn't it?
So I feel like it's...
I feel like that's okay.
Lions?
The Lions, yeah.
They're on equal second with the Bulldogs, 12 points. They're, but obviously the percentage not as good as the Bulldogs.
Not as good. No. Thanks for reminding us.
Yeah, and they have made a change with defender Shannon Campbell is going to come in for Emma Pittman.
Pittman.
So I think she's omitted, given that she's not been injured. So unlucky for Shannon Campbell, but... No, sorry, Emma Pittman. I need to wake up. Shannon Campbell's one out. Pittman's the one in. See how they go. I think they've got Lutkins in their back line anyway, and she just tears it up. So I feel like, you know, I think with Brisbane, they're so their forward line operates well, their midfield operates well, their back line operates well, and they're good at getting it between the three lines. So,
and that's kind of what you got to do in AFL to win a game.
Yeah, and you've got to kick goals all those as pretty well. If you can kick more goals than your opposition, you're laughing.
You're laughing. So. You're shouting. You're screaming. You're doing it all. You're doing it all. You're roaring like a lion.
Yeah, but this will be a good game tonight.
This will be
I
a
think.
Good clash.
Because Melbourne really have to win this one, otherwise they're out of it. After everyone was going on about how they were the ones to beat, it's a bit unfortunate for them. Brisbane, just looking super strong, only lost the one game to the all-conquering, almighty Western Bulldogs. So that's understandable for them. It's pretty much like winning every game.
It pretty much is, you know. The Bulldogs are in a league of their own.
Last week against Fremantle, it was only 7 points in the end, and it was pretty even for the most of it, but they kind of like just switched in the last 5-10 minutes.
Went up another gear, another notch.
Yes, exactly. They put it into the next gear. And they won.
Because Freo have been very good ever since they beat Collingwood. They've kind of been on a bit of a mean streak.
Yeah, they're looking
Melbourne.
Much more imposing. They seem like they know what they're doing a little bit more than they did last year. Last year was very like loose and it was a bit unfortunate for them. But I think they're doing really well this year. And they're going to play Greater Western Sydney on Saturday.
Very good. They will be.
2 o'clock.
2:05 to be exact.
Yeah. And, this is Australian Western.
Oh, there we go. There we
so
go.
So it'll
there
be like.
Go. It's going to be...
They're like 3 hours behind.
3 hours behind, I think.
So like 4 o'clock, that'll be nice.
Fremantle Oval's quite a nice oval as well.
Yeah, and I have noticed as well that they get a really good crowd there.
They
and they're
do.
Very vocal, which is nice.
Which is great. Which is
and
great.
So, yeah, the home team, Fremantle, have made two changes. Their ruck person, ruckman, I don't know, I still say ruckman.
Ruckwoman, yeah.
Yeah, ruckwoman doesn't
ruckwoman?
Sound as good.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it?
Ruckman.
Yeah.
Ruckman. I feel like if you say man instead of man, it doesn't count.
Yeah,
that's
mine. I like it. Say really quickly,
take.
Ruckman.
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 Ruckman, Taylor Allcliffe.
Allcliffe.
And forward Jade DeMello are replacing Ashley Sharp and Jody White.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah. And the visitors are calling on defender Renee Tompkins and midfielder Maddie Collier. So Collier is, of course, a very popular Western Australian name.
Yeah, I was going to say, very familiar.
Trav. Hope you're listening, Trav. We go on to Saturday night. So everyone will be out and about and watching this game. This is Adelaide versus Carlton at Norwood Oval in South Australia. So beautiful Norwood Oval, actually. They've gotten some good crowds there as well, must be added. And pretty good ground, although Adelaide did lose a game to Brisbane there earlier in the year. So
yeah, for round one.
They will
round.
Be hoping to resurrect that, hopefully resurrect that game, get the fans excited. And they've swung the axe a little bit here. But the Blues, of course, that shock loss last week. It wasn't really a shock in losing. It was more a shock in how much they lost by, only kicking two goals for the game. Quite disappointing by the Blues, actually, in the end, with only, I think Darcy Vessio only got something like 3 touches. So she
yeah.
was.
Yeah, I think it
was
hard
really
for Vessio with Harris suspended
because then
the best defender had to go to her. It wasn't like, oh, you know, we'll put somebody on. Taylor Harris will put somebody on Darcy Vessio, blah, blah, blah. It was like, all right, cool. There's no Taylor Harris, bang on Vessio.
See you later.
Yeah, exactly.
But thankfully, Taylor Harris will be back from suspension this week. So I think her influence was sorely missed last week.
Yeah,
so.
And definitely. So was Katie Loins, who they lost to injury in the warm-up. So pulled out right at the last minute. And I reckon Katie Loins will probably be up there for their, especially with Bree Davey out, up there for their best and fairest. And then best defender, Danielle Hardiman, she was out with illness 2 hours before the match. So unlucky for them, but they're back this week. So with the inclusions of Harris, Loins and Hardiman, and also midfielder Georgia G, who they drafted.
Gee whiz, indeed.
Who they drafted at the end of last year. She's really, really good, really, really skillful. She's just tiny.
Wow.
She's so small. She's like a little bird. but she also has just come up from the under-18s. So her skills are really good, like a lot of the girls that have been able to go through the program there with the under-18s TAC Cup as well. So she's really good. So that'll be good for them. They did drop, however, Maddie Carrick, who I will... This is my little hill that I want to die on. I think Maddie Carrick is a really good player. She's consistent. She might not always like rack up as many disposals, but I think she plays football really well. Like, her skills are really good. When she was in high school, when there wasn't like a TAC Cup team for the girls, she trained with the boys regardless, like just to practice. Yeah, so she went and trained with the boys at Calder, I think. And like, okay, they had to do like 3 laps of the oval or whatever. And she would, even though she was obviously slower because she was a girl, she would always finish it. Everything that they did, she would do as well, just in like a longer amount of time, but she would stick around and do it. I think she's a really hard worker and they keep dropping her. She's only played the one game. She played last week. I hardly think it was her fault that they lost
the whole
so
team
badly.
Was disappointing.
Yeah, no one was there, but there was a few bits where she took it on and I think she tried really hard. So, you know, Blues had their list manager quit last week over like I think it was team selection decisions. Ooh. He wasn't happy. So I can relate to him a little bit because champion Maddie Carrick as a good player and I am continually disappointed. But that's just one man's opinion, just my opinion.
Do you believe that there might be a vacancy open for you, Niamh?
No, I can't play in the midfield, number one. I can't kick the ball, number two.
But you're pretty good on your selections.
Yes.
Maybe you should be on the selection board
at Old Icon Park.
You should.
This is my job application.
This is your job application.
Please listen to me. Put Manny Kerrick in
the team. You heard it first on Sports Desk. It's
yeah, it. She is tough. But yeah, so Carlton obviously playing the Crows. Abby Holmes is out, which I can understand. no tea, no shed. But she doesn't really, for me, she kicked a lot of goals when she used to play up in Northern Territory, and that was her thing. Like, she was a massive goal kicker. Doesn't kick any goals in the AFLW, so she tries, but I can understand why they've dropped her. And then Jess Allen, one of the Allen sisters, is out as well. I cannot remember if she is, both of them are tall, both of them are good players, one of them is younger and just got drafted, so... Like Sarah. Oh, my God. Is it Sarah and Jess Hosking and Sarah and Jess Allen as well?
I think it might be.
I just figured that out.
That's
incredible. I mean, a lot of girls are called Sarah and Jess, but like...
Sarah and Jess.
It's
just like as soon as you have twins, it's like Sarah, Jess. Let's just do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So...
they go hand in hand, pair in pair.
It could be the younger Allen sister maybe having a bit of a rest.
I reckon so. Maybe looking after the house while she's
yeah.
playing.
Yeah, well, apparently they were down
houses
with their...
Need to stay clean.
They were living with their grandparents.
Okay.
I did hear that.
Looking after grandma and granddad.
Yeah, very
nice. Very nice. Good on them. Well done, Allen family. Now we move to Sunday, where Collingwood are up against the Western Bulldogs. Arguably one of the most exciting and most crucial matches of the round. Would you say
that? Yes, I am excited.
Well, Collingwood.
I think it will be because both teams have to back up their wins from last week. Collingwood
has
to prove that it wasn't just like a glitch. And that they can actually, because that was their first game that they won.
That's right.
And Bulldogs have to prove that it wasn't just Carlton that was really bad. It was actually Bulldogs that were really good. So, it's out in Maui! You know.
Love Maui.
Beautiful part of the world.
God's country.
And so, unfortunately, I will not be making the trip because it's like 2 hours to get there. Because they don't...
You can get a lift. Hitchhike.
I'll go on the team bus.
Go on the team bus.
Is what I'm going to do.
For moral support, absolutely.
Exactly. Sit up the back,
team
chanting
morale.
Names and stuff. Be like, yeah. Kick our goal. Do a tackle.
Do the basics right, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. Tell them kick to space. I don't know. And so Magpies have added Chrissy Stratton and Bree White to the 21, because we have 21 in AFLW, that beat Melbourne in Alice Springs. And Bulldogs have included midfielder Emma Mackey, former Olympic cyclist, and forward Deanna Berry. So I hope if they do include Dee Berry in the 21 that takes the field, I really hope she can do something, because I've always thought she was a really good player.
Mm.
But she hasn't really been able to do much this season, which is a shame. So hopefully she gets a second chance and she can turn it around.
And should I ask for a tip from you for this game, Neve, or is it pretty self-explanatory? You're going to go against the Tide and hope for the best?
No, of course. I always tip against the Bulldogs if I'm not sure.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to jinx it.
No, absolutely not.
I'm very superstitious. Actually, I'm throwing salt over my shoulder as we speak. The studios are covered in salt from
It's covered in salt.
And I
it's covered
in salt.
High salinity levels in here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be tipping the Doggies. I feel like they've been playing extremely well. Don't know if Collingwood play that often in Moi. I don't know if it is their home ground, but hopefully it's a very close game. I hope it's going to go down to the wire here. Mo Hope was playing very, very well last week, so hopefully she's back to good form as well, because we always like to see the best players in the comp in startling form, including Emma Kearney, who's absolute superstar. She could actually win the Bulldog Best and Fairest.
She could win the whole damn thing.
She's looking absolutely incredible, but there have been a little whispers around from Fox Footy, and Neve's about to turn off her mic because she's a little bit outraged by this.
I actually have to keep in like a really primal scream.
That's right.
I'm doing my best.
So Fox Footy have reported that she potentially has been offered a bit of a lucrative deal to North Melbourne, the Kangaroos. Now the Kangaroos will come in next season. Their VFL side, being from the Melbourne University Football Club, which Emma was associated with back in the day, so there is a little bit of a pre-associated link there.
She played for them last season.
So. Does look like they're going to offer her the captaincy as well, which is quite a strong position. She's 28, so she does have the experience, and she has averaged more than 20 disposals per match this season. So she has she's certainly in the best and fairest. Neve is shaking her head.
You know the little boy who sent Chris Grant a 20-cent coin, being like, please don't leave, that'll be me. I'm going to send Emma Carney my debit card. I'm going to be like, look, there's only $20 on this, but I swear I get paid on Tuesday. Please don't go. She's my favourite player. I'll be so, like, I think I will, like, I would genuinely get upset.
Yep.
I will get very upset. But, like,
there's
a lot of Melbourne University football players who play for the Bulldogs.
That's right.
Off the top of my head, Carney, Blackburn, Lachlan, Berry, I want to say Spark, I want to say Anderson.
Yep.
There's a few others. That's off the top of
my
head.
North Melbourne can't take all of them.
And they have a few players that are going to play. Well, also, I've got, you know, on Fox Footy, it was reported that Melbourne Uni might become North Melbourne's VFLW side. They will be. I have that on good authority.
That's right.
It will be
the North Melbourne
team.
You heard it first here
Tom
on the
Morris,
Sports Desk.
Yeah, if you're listening to Sports Desk, Tom Morrison, you know. Apparently, Scott Gowans, the North Melbourne / Melbourne Uni coach, doesn't know a thing about it. Which I find hard to believe. It's a loose manager's job. It's not anything to do with it. But, I mean, I understand North doing it, but if she defects to North,
you'll be outraged.
I'll rage.
But you know what? One positive thing. Remember, North Melbourne haven't been able to land a big fish
this
in the
is true.
AFL.
This is
men's,
their war chest. It's
and
going
I believe that
Emma
they Carney. Cannot land one in the AFL
fingers,
women's.
Fingers crossed Emma Carney pulls a Josh Kelly.
Or a Dustin
or
Martin.
Or a Dustin Martin and just stays with the Bulldogs because she knows it's better. She knows deep down. She did a pocket profile last season. You know, they did like, what's your favourite movie? What's your favourite way to unwind after a game? She said that her hero growing up was the only Danny Southern, Bulldogs legend.
There you go.
Mullet wearer. She can't go. She actually can't.
She can't.
I will be very, very upset. But
feeling, Neve?
My gut feeling is sick.
It's sick.
Because
oh, no.
I'm thinking about Emma Carney leaving
it's
the
nervous. It's a strong offer. But she did re-sign in May last season. She will be out of contract later this month. There are no guarantees in this great, great sport, in this great, great land. But if she's a Bulldog in the heart, she's not going anywhere.
I hope so. I hope they work something out with the salary cap.
It'll be
cap.
Like
so
JJ. They won't be mentioned for ages, and then she'll fall out of form just a little bit, and then she'll come back into form once she signs.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Actually, fingers I don't really crossed. See her that going sounds, out of form.
I don't see her going out of form.
No, she's
going to
keep killing it.
Player in the competition.
Okay. Exactly. Now, we're going to crack onto a song, and when we return, we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the action from yesterday's opening clash between Australia and South Africa in the cricket. Of course, you're joined here by Michael and Neve on a huge Friday morning. It is absolutely sensational to be here. And Neve, we're going to be talking a little bit about the first test that is currently taking place in Durban between our great, great side, the Aussies, up against the towering South Africans. Now, a little bit of history. The Australians haven't lost a test series over in South Africa since South Africa were reintroduced after the apartheid. So it's incredible. Whereas in Australia, I think the South Africans have a really good record over us. So it's incredible how the both teams exchange a couple of punches in either one of the nations. Very, very interesting, but very similar conditions as well. So it always makes for a very exciting test series. How did the Australians fare yesterday, Nave?
I think we did okay.
Did okay?
I feel like it went okay. And that's all we can really...
David Warner burst out of our skins, can we?
Got out.
He did.
On 51, which is not too bad. Better too than bad. Four and out. But, I mean, you kind of expect... If they're batting first, captain and vice-captain, you keep putting themselves at the top of the order.
That's right.
You would assume... I would like to see them get at least... I mean, I know it's not far off, but maybe like 65, 70.
That's right. That's right.
It's just that little bit...
That's right.
I mean, a little bit more.
You've got to set up the team. And David Warner showed plenty of good intent at the crease early. Of course, he teams up with Cam Bancroft, who was under a little bit of a little bit under the microscope going into this series because, of course, Matty Renshaw's making a lot of runs in the Sheffield Shield at the moment. Yes. His technique's looking very, very solid. Can't exactly say the same about Cam Bancroft. He did play pretty well in some of the tour matches prior to this series, but so far getting out quite cheaply again. And on the third delivery of the test match, there was quite a large shout for LBW. It was completely missing the stumps. South Africa lost two of their reviews, I think, within the first 10 overs. So it kind of set them back because I think they ended up getting Sean Marsh out, but it wasn't given out by the umpire. Replay showed it was, I think, smashing into leg stump. But if you're out of reviews, Neve, unfortunately, you're out of reviews.
That's how the game works.
That's how the game goes.
Our good friend Shane Otten knows.
Good friend. Yes, couple of pads hitting in the past, that's for sure. But a little bit of a positive for the Aussies, despite being 5 for 225, which. You know, I'd say the honours are pretty even. Maybe South Africa slightly more in front because the next wicket they get, they're into the tail. And really the only batsman that has made a lot of runs in the tail of late has probably been Paddy Cummins, which I'm penciling in for him to get another half century. I think he'll bat.
I thought, and you said pre-broadcast as well. You reckon Mitch Marsh is going to get
I reckon Mitch Marsh is looking very, very good at the moment. I mean, we've had a couple of words from some of our sin sports desk experts that he's a bit of a flat track bully, but I believe he's shown some good intent, some good ticker, and I believe he may, on 32 at the moment, he may go all the way today, because I think Australia, if they can post the score beyond 350, they'll be well ahead of this game, because I think any score above 300 on this kind of pitch will give Australia the best kind of chance at winning. So we'll have to see what happens in the next few days of this test match. Very, very intriguing indeed.
No, yeah, definitely a very exciting little setup here, but I don't know. You know when you just have like a feeling in my stomach that it's not going to go too well. But if you're right and Mitch Marsh can get a century and Paddy Cummins can get 50, I think we'll be okay.
I think we'll get it. I think we'll go beyond 350 if that can happen. But Tim Payne, Mitch Marsh need to keep batting. They're on 48-run partnership at the moment. So if they can keep batting through the day, at least get to lunch with not too much damage done, I think Australia will be feeling like they're in the box seat.
Exciting stuff. I think you're right, though. Like I feel like if we can get to lunch without any problems, it makes you feel like steadier as well.
That's right.
And then you'll play a little bit better. But if we're changing batsmen, I mean, not only do we lose wickets, but, no one can get comfortable.
That's right. That's right. But we will return with more cricket news on Monday, of course. But before we do go, Niamh, we must mention the Matildas, because Sam Kerr again has put the Matildas on the winners list in Portugal. It's brought an 8 consecutive victory, record-breaking 7th straight match. And Kerr sealed the win 4-3 against Norway, and just goes to show, even in the wet European conditions, Kerr is still one of our nation's best
global
soccer players.
Superstar. Global doesn't superstar, matter where, indeed. Anytime, any place, she'll get you.
She'll get the job done. She will get the job done, and she will get you. Norway thought, oh yeah, we're doing pretty well here, but she sunk them like a big, big floating piece of ice.
There you go, in a fjord.
Like a fjord, that's it.
No, the fjord is the body of water.
That's there right. So it's not the ice. No.
Unfortunately not.
No, that's all right. No, lucky I didn't say that. But that is all we've got time for today, Niamh. Thank you so much for joining me again on the Sports Desk this Friday.
No worries.
It's been an absolute pleasure going through all the big games this weekend. It's going to be a great round of footy and cricket. I'm very, very excited for it.
You've got to be. If you're not excited about the sport this weekend, what are you doing?
What are you doing with yourself?
I don't know. I'd love to know because I'd love to have some other hobbies.
But... That's right. That's right. But get down to Ballarat this
weekend.
I'd love
to have another conversation topic.
That's right. That's right. Bring it on. Bring it on. Well, thank you again for joining us. Of course, Schools on Air is up next. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend and enjoy all the sporting action. You've been listening to the Sports Desk on Sin 90.7.